I've lived near the River Tay for many years, in Dundee and in Perth. In Perth, before the flood defences were erected, I can remember the houses at North Muirton being flooded. I have seen ice flows on the river and trees being uprooted and washed down to jam bridges and cause flooding. I recall the torrents at Pitlochry Dam, wondering if it was capable of holding back the volume of water building up behind it. I've fished the river many times. The River Tay at Dundee has a history of shipbuilding, whaling, and links to jute, jam, and journalism industries. Mary Shelley lived for a while in Dundee. Between 1812 and 1814, Mary Godwin, as she was then, stayed with the Baxter family, who were mill owners. It was here that ideas for her Frankenstein novel were born. There is a plaque on the staircase wall near to where the Baxter's house once stood near Sut Baffin Street. I pass it regularly. Tay Torment by George Robertson. You meandering, malevolent monster, feared yet revered by the people of Perth, who are always alert to your changing moods, while you tackle tides flowing up from Dundee. In winter and springtime you bring all the woes of the winds and the rains and the melting snows, and should ice and branches get jammed under bridges, they'll try to stop you on the way to the sea. Life cannot be easy at this time of year, when high tides in spring can act as a stopper. It's then that people in Perth come a cropper, should you burst onto streets and into their homes. In years gone by, you've tumbled down castles and washed ships inland, drowned livestock and crops. The floodplains are ours, not just for those humans building at random, ignoring advice. Your moods improve in the summer and autumn, with welcoming arms to holidaymakers who swim in your waters and sail on the lochs, tramp over the hills and sample your whiskey. Mortals are makers of their own misfortunes, out to control you, but made to contain you. Much change upon change over many long years, discovering you are mightier than they.